Kerem will say today's daf is Kiddushin daf Ayin Tes, and obviously today's share is B'schus, all the soldiers and all the people in harm's way, and Refuah Shleima for all of the psuim, all the people who have been injured. So, just one of many names that's passed, all have been passed along, is Elisha Yehuda ben Chagitz, what I think is one of the soldiers who's been injured today or yesterday, right in the fighting in Gaza. So again, our learning should be B'schus for him, for everybody else, right, and for all of Am Yisrael. Maybe we see a Yeshua. Okay, we're here on Ayin Ches, Mevez at the bottom at the Mishnah. Again, a couple of blot left. Hope you have a big plans for the Siyam. All right, big celebration. Gemara and Shabbos says that Abaye used to make a Siyam for his Talmidim when they would finish Mezecha, and we make a whole big party. So please, right, that's the thing, right? Don't skip out on it. Right, it's very chashuv. Am Yisrael needs all the schusim and all the chizuk in the world, right? You never know. Right, I remember, you know, definitely when it comes around to the Siyam Hashas, but at any Siyam, right? People in attendance get tremendous chizik from it. They want to start learning themselves, or they want to continue. So it's very, very important to make a big party with Hashem. We should be zocha to get there. Okay, says the Mishnah, Misha nasa rishus l'shulcho l'kadesh esbito. A person who gives permission to a shliach, meaning someone who appoints a shliach to be Mekadesh's daughter, right? Father can do that, right? Father can be Mekadesh's daughter, and he can be make a shliach. And then, v'halachu, and then the father goes with kitsha and is Mekadesh her to somebody else. Right, im shalom kodmo. Right, if he went first, then kiddush of kiddushin. Im shalshlucho kodmo, and if the shliach got to somebody first, then kiddush of kiddushin. Right, meaning whoever came first. Right, obviously that's who the girl is married to. If any yodea or if any yodua, if we don't know, so then shneim nosnim get, but both of them give a get. Right, im ratu echad nosnim get ve'echad konis. And if they want, right, so one can give a get and one can marry her. Right, the commentaries point out that you need to do another Maisi Kiddushin, obviously, because we're not sure, right, if the original Maisi Kiddushin was from this guy. We're not sure if the other guy might beat him to it, so then you need to do another Maisi Kiddushin after she's gotten a get. But okay, if we're not sure, right, either she gets a get from both of them, or she marries one of them and gets a get from the other one. Okay, v'chein ha'isha shenasa reshus l'shlucha l'kadsha. So too, if a woman, right, made a shliach to accept kiddushin from somebody, and then v'alcha v'kitcha ha'zatzma, then she went on her own volition and accepted kiddushin from somebody else. Im shalach kodmu, if she was first, then kiddushin, then she's married to that guy. Im shalshlucha kodmu, if the shliach was first, then kiddushin, rather than she's married to the guy the shliach met. Im inan yodin, and if you don't know them, again, same halacha as we saw before, if you don't know, all right, who was first? Then shneim nosim laget. Right, either two of them can give a get. V'im ratzu echad nosim laget. V'echad konei, so they can work it out. Right, and she can marry one of them. So obviously, the first question you have to deal with is why in the world does the Mishnah basically say this halacha twice? The Gemara is going to deal with that. Question the Gemara is not going to deal with is what in the world is this Mishnah doing here? Right, we've been talking about Asura Yuchsin. We've been talking about all these yichus issues. So what in the world is? So we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to kind of base this. Right around the fact that we're going to mention that a woman is not so careful, doesn't really know about yuchsin, and one of the reasons we may be concerned that the woman, right, is either retracted or whatever because she doesn't really know the yichus of people. Again, so that's pashas, that's why this mission is here. Okay, fine. That's just two things I wanted to point out. Okay. The Gemara says immediately utzricha. We need both cases, even though both of them. Right, seems to be basically the exact same halacha, right? Whoever came first is first, right? And if we don't know, so then there's a suffix and she needs to get from both of them. The Ishmael and Gabi today, if you would have just taught me the case of the father, right, making the shliach and mekabel the kiddushin for his daughter, Mishum the Gavra Kimla Biyuchsin, Ava Itza Lo Kimla Biyuchsin. Because the guy, right, we know that the guy is shayach and knows, right, the yichos of people around town, but the daughter, right, the woman, right, may not necessarily, right, know so much about yichus, and then she's going to, obviously that's why she wasn't really trying to one-up her shliach, she wasn't trying to cancel the shliach, but she was kind of just leaving herself, right, a backup plan in case it doesn't work out. Same alone, have a kiddushin, right, I mean, you might have thought that her kiddushin should not really work, right, meaning if the shliach, right, then does find somebody, she'll be like, okay, I was just kind of like making a backup plan for myself, I wasn't really canceling the shliach per se. But if we were to talk the halacha by the woman, meaning if the woman sends the shliach and then she goes out and makes a kiddushin, right, it's a daigei mitzvah, because sometimes, right, you might have thought that a woman, right, is very careful, right, who she's going to marry. She's going to check out who it is, right? And so l'chora, she's very much, if she goes out to become mekadesh somebody else, right, you would assume that she's being careful, right? Again, opposite like a kind of assumption of what you said before, but if you would have had only that case, that's what we would have thought. But a husband, but the father doesn't really care, it so much. It's his son-in-law. Again, he just wants his daughter to marry somebody. And therefore, he only wanted to, make sure that there was a backup, right, just in case, right, in case the shliach didn't find anybody. So therefore, tzricha, right, we need both of these cases to teach us that we're not saying that. We're not saying that there's a backup here. We're saying that, no, if the husband or the daughter or the woman in question, right, accepted the kiddushin from somebody else, right, she wants that to kind of come before the shliach. And therefore, if she did, right, then she would be married to him. Okay, fine, weiter. Itmar said, kish avia baderech v'kish asma ba'ir. Right, there's a lot of dafka over here, but kitcha, meaning that basically the father is mekadesh the girl on, it says literally on the road, right, they were traveling, and she was mekadesh herself, right, once they got to the city, right, v'heri hi bogeres, and, right, the girl is a bogeres, right, now, we're going to have to define that in a second, have to remind ourselves of the stages of Narus and Bagrus and whatever, but let's just finish right over here. Machogas is Rav Amar Harehi Bogeres Lefaneinu, Shmuel Amar Chashina Lekidushei Shneim. Rav says that she is a Bogeres, and Shmuel says we're concerned for the Kiddushin, right, of both of them. Now, what in the world is going on over here? So basically, right, as you know, right, a girl is, we've talked about this in the past, a girl has certain stages to her development, right? She's a katana until she reaches bas mitzvah. Okay, that's straightforward. She becomes a nara for 6 months, right, after she turns 12. Again, this is just pashas, right, without all the bells and whistles. And 6 months later, when she's she becomes a bogaris, if she has what's called shtei saros, if she has, right, she has signs of physical maturity, right, then she becomes a bogaris. She can become a bogaris if she has signs of physical maturity at 12. 12 years and 3 months, for example, but we assume, right, that's 12 months, it's 6 months for Narus, at that point, right, she checks, or someone checks, or whatever, and if she has signs of Bagrus, if she has signs of physical maturity, then she becomes a Bogaris. The father is only allowed to marry her off, right, until she becomes a Bogaris, until, right, year 12 and a half, right, that's how long the father is able to marry her off. So the father, again, what's going on over here, the father's Mikadish here, while they're traveling, meaning they're traveling to a city, they're going to Yerushalayim, and on the way, father accepts Kiddushin. She gets to Yerushalayim, and she accepts Kiddushin from somebody else. And then we check her, or we find out, we'll see exactly when this was, right, then she is a Bogeres. So, Lechora, at this moment in time, not beforehand necessarily, but at this moment in time, right, the girl is not under the father's rishus, because she's a Bogeres. So what do you do? We don't know what her status was, right, at before, when the father accepted Kiddushin, meaning if she was a Nara, so the father beat her to it. If she was a Bogeres, the father had no rights to her, and therefore that marriage is nothing. So Rav says, she's a Bogeres, Bogeres Lefanecha, she's Lefaneinu, she's right here. We judge her as a Bogeres, and therefore, right, her second marriage, the one that she accepted, right, is valid, and the father was not able to marry her off. Shmuel says, Rechoshin, that's what we're going to call, that's what's called Chazaka the Hashta. That's a Chazaka, right, that's happening right now. Right, and we see what's right now. We have the chazak in front of us. Fine. Shmuel says, no, we're concerned for both kiddushins, where it's a suffix, meaning whether she was a bogeres at the time when the father accepted, right, kiddushin for her, and therefore, right, it was the chashash. Right, so maybe we need to get from both of them, right, if she wants to get out of the marriage. So the Gemara says, Amos. The Gemara says, what in the world is going on over here? When did this happen? I mean, when did this whole... sorry, I just lost the place for a second. Amos, yeah. Where did this happen? When did this happen? If it happened within the 6 months between Narus and Bagrus, like we explained, let's say... Okay, sorry about that. My recorder died, but I guess it's probably for the best, because I wanted to mention this Tosos here. Before we do Amos, right, Tosos just wonders, right, a question that if you've been thinking... which I wasn't thinking, but I read this Tosos, and I'm like, oh, I probably should have been thinking this. And he says, why are they arguing when the father accepted Kiddushin first and then the daughter? Why can't they just argue in a case of the father accepted Kiddushin, right? Either she's a Bogeres or she's not a Bogeres. If the father accepted Kiddushin for her, right, if she was a Bogeres, then it's no good. If she wasn't a Bogeres, then it is good. Right? What do you need the fact that the daughter, right, accepted Kiddushin afterwards? Because who cares? As the Tosas on the top Tosas, where it points out, it says that the for sure in that case Shmuel would be Moda, would agree that it's Inu Mekudeshes, that it's not a good Kiddushin. Why? Because we would say, like we're about to get into the crux of this whole sugya over here, that we would, it's something called Chazaka, meaning that there's a preconceived situation, a preconceived status, not preconceived, but an earlier status, and just to read Tosas over here, Dam Hemad Isha of Acheskas Pinuya. I mean, we would establish, because in that case, the woman would be a Pinuya for sure, but that she had a chazaka of being unmarried, so we would just leave her right, as an unmarried person. But here, the chazaka is that she's married to somebody, right? And the question is, who is she married to? Right? What the either the father's guy or her guy, right? There, we don't have the chazaka that she's a pnuya. We now, not only that, she's definitely an ashesish. She's definitely married. So here the question doesn't become, is she married, is she not married? Right? The question is more, who is she married to? And at that point, right, that already we have this machlokes Rav and Shmuel. But okay, either way, back in the Gemara, right, it says Emas, right? When are we? What is this case going on? What's going on over here? When is this? When are these cases happening? If it's between, right, during the 6 months between Naros and Bagros, between 12 and 12 and a half, why would Rav assume that she's necessarily a Bogeres, right? And retroactively, she's also Bogeres, right? Hashti the Bagra, right? Maybe right now she became a Bogeres. I mean, at this moment, right, maybe, you know, the between the, any time during that 6 month period, right, she can become a Bogeres. So why in the world would Rav assume, right, for sure, right, that she's a, why would Rav assume necessarily that she's definitely a Bogeres, right? It could be that she just became a Bogeres. Good. That's Rashi explains as well. So good. So Ella, rather, you tell me the Achar Shisha, it can't happen that she became. This whole story happened after she was 12 and a half, because Ba Neimah Shmuel Chashin LeKiddush Shneim, right? Vamar Shmuel in Bein Naros LeBagros El Shisha Chodashim Bavad. Shmuel is Moda that she could only be a Nara for 6 months. So if it's happening when she's 13, so then obviously even Shmuel would agree we're not choshish with the father's kiddushin, because obviously she's already a Bogeres and she's not in his rishos. So Gemara says Lo Tzricha. It must be that the case is the Kaddish Bahu Yoma De Mashlim Shisha. Right? It must be on that day, the day she turns 12 and a half. The day that she is moving from Naros to Bagros, so that's the day this whole story happened. Rava, Marav holds Arei Bogeres Lafaninu, right? She's a Bogeres right now. That Midahashta Bogeres, but Zafar not Bogeres, right? Since we have this Chazaka, Midahashta, that it's right. Since right now she's a Bogeres, so too we can assume that in the morning she was also a Bogeres, and she had these Simonim, the Simoni Bagros earlier. Shmuel, Marahashta, the Isis Simonim. Maybe right now. She had the simonim to make her a nara, a bogeres, and therefore maybe we have to be concerned that she was a nara when the father was mekadesh. The Gemara says, the Gemara is going to bring two kashas of chazaka where Shmuel seems to hold differently. Right? Shmuel seems to hold that we are choshesh for chazaka the hashta, and we're not necessarily. Skimming Rashi for a second. Yeah, meaning we're going to have a couple of cases where Shmuel seems to be concerned with Chazaka the Hashta, right? And unclear why he would say, right, different than our case of Bagris, where he says that maybe the girl was not a Bogeres, even though right now she is a Bogeres. So Gemara says, Shmuel minus Shlomi Mikvah. The first case is a case of a Mikvah. Right? The Tan, within Mesachas Mikvahs, which makes sense, right? Mikvah Shenimdat, Venimsa Chazer. If you measure a mikvah has to be 40 sa, you measure, you find out it's 39 sa. So kol taros shenasu al gavav v'mafreya, all the taros, anything you wanted to dip in that mikvah, right, from the last time you checked it, right, up until now, right, kol taros shenasu al gavav v'mafreya, b'im reshus yakob, b'im reshus rabim tmeos, right, regardless of where they are, right, we know that suffik reshus rabim, suffik tumah reshus rabim, is tall. Maybe Sofik Tuma B'Shus Rabim is Yachid is Tahar, but Mimadu Shach, right, either way, says the Mishnah, doesn't matter, right, where it was, it's going to be Tame. And that's against Shmuel, because we're saying that right now it's Tame. We assume that originally, right, it was Tame. And Shmuel says that right now it's Tame, Shmuel says right now she's a Bogeres, but maybe she wasn't a Bogeres earlier. So Gemara says, so how do you reconcile those two? So Shani Hossam, the Gemara says, that the mikvah is different. Why? Because you could say, just leave the chazaka as it were. I mean, it was a chazaka that it was Tame. Right? And say that the items that is the person or the items, the kelim that went in the mikvah, right, did not dip in a proper mikvah. So Gemara says you can say the same thing by the girl. Sorry, we're doing that in a second. But the Gemara first suggests, I understand, the mikvah had a chazkas kashrus. The mikvah was kosher. So what do you mean? Why should you leave the chazaka and assume it was no good? Right, we have a chazaka that right now is no good, but previously had a chazaka of kashrus that it was good. So why don't we use that chazaka? So Gemara says, "Hare chaser lefanecha." What do you mean? We see that right now that it's no good. So Gemara says, "Zachinami hare bogeres lefanecha." Well, so too in the case of bogeres, she's a bogeres right now. Right? So the Gemara says, "Hashdu the bagra." Well, maybe she just became a bogeres right now. So Gemara says, "Hasam nami hashdu the chaser." Okay, so maybe the mikvah became chaser right now. Meaning, what is the difference? Right? Any way you try and spin it. Right, you're going to have right, the same variables right, by the case of the girl becoming a bogeres and the mikvah becoming a chaser. So Gemara says, not exactly. Hasam, by the case of the mikvah, tarti l'reyoso. Right, we have two things going against it. What two things? Rashi says, right, like 5-6 up and then the skinny lines. Tame al cheskoso, right, the item in question was originally tame. I say dipped the whatever something that was tame a utensil or person, and then you also have a rechaser lefanecha. Now you also have a chazaka that the mikvah is missing is chaser. It's not full. So bahacha by the case of the girl though, chadul reisa. You only have one. Meaning the girl is right now a bogeres. Right, that is we don't have another competing. Right, it's 2-1. We win. Right, we don't have another competing reyosa. We don't have another competing counter argument to her current status. And therefore, in the case of one reyosa, Shmuel will say we have to be choshesh that maybe she just changed right now. Shmuel ma'ishna bechavis. What about the second case? The Gemara says another case of a chavis. What's a chavis? Chavis is a barrel of wine. The Tanya is one of the reyosa. Hayabodik is a chavis. Lahafresh alei truma veholech. Right, chometz. My person right has right, again. We know you have to take truma right from your produce, but that's not always so simple, right? When you think about taking cases of truma, where you have 100 pieces of grain, and you take out two of them, right? 2% is truma is benonis. So let's say you just take out 2 pieces of grain. Great, fantastic. But that's if you only have 100 kernels of grain, that works very well. If you have a big field or a big vineyard or a big wine manufacturing property. Right, so that's not always so relevant, right? A guy comes home, that's usually round numbers, but let's say the guy makes 50 barrels of wine from his small little wine company. So one of those, right, 2%, right, one of those is going to be truma. But to take an entire barrel of truma, right, and give it to a kohen or whatever, set it aside, may not necessarily be relevant, right? Could be you're not taking in all of the 50 barrels of wine right now. Maybe you don't need to separate truma. Maybe you don't need to separate a full barrel, right? Again, let's say you have 50 barrels, yeah? But you're not really going to take all of them at once, right? All you want is one barrel right now for you to enjoy on, Yontif or whatever. So how do you do a freshest truma? So basically what the guy does, right, he's going to separate one of those barrels, leave it in his cellar. He's going to say, he's going to do the math, and he's going to say, well, I want, however many percent corresponding to whatever he's taking right now, if he wants to take some wine, right, he's going to take off truma in that barrel, which he left in the cellar. He's going to say, because you don't need to actually physically take truma, you just need to designate truma. So you designate it, right, as you go, right? You take 3 barrels, let's do some round numbers. You take 5 barrels. I can't do the math in my head. Whatever it is, you take one barrel. That's 1% of the barrel. Whatever it is. Meaning you would take it. That's late. My head is not working. And also, I'm terrible at math. So whatever. But basically, you would take the truma off as you go. So it says. Now, what happens though? Let's say you took. You designated half this barrel that's in your cellar for truma, right? They say, again, that math I can do, right? You took 25 barrels out of your stock, out of the 50 barrels, right? And you went, as you went, you designated half of the barrel that's in your cellar that's designated for truma. You designated half of that, right, as truma, good. And then you go to designate the next percentage for the next barrel, and you realize that inside that barrel downstairs in your cellar is chometz, is vinegar. And then the wine's soured. You can't take from one min to the next. You can't take truma from one type to the next. So now what do you do? So that's the case of the chavis. Right? You're going as you go, as you take truma, right? You're taking truma as you're taking all these barrels, and then you find out that it was actually chometz, that it's vinegar, meaning, so the shaila is, when did the wine turn to vinegar? Meaning, when did the truma that you were separating not work? Like when was that not a valid truma? So the Gemara says, now this is a Gemara in Bava Basra, right? Different understandings, how to understand this next line. We'll just explain a couple of them. Right? Well, I guess we could do all three of them, but it's fine. Kol gimel yomim, vadai, right? For 3 days, it's definite, and mikam ve'elech safek. And after that, it's a safek. Now we have basically 3 ways to understand that. Is it the last 3 days before you found it was a vinegar? Right? Do we assume the last 3 days that previously, before the day you found it was vinegar? Do we assume the last 3 days it was vinegar, and then anything before that it was wine? That's one way to understand. Another way to understand is 3 days after the last time you checked and you found it to be wine, 3 days after that it was wine. And the third way to understand is both, that we take the 3 days after you checked it was wine, and then it's definitely wine. You take the 3 days after you found it to be vinegar and back it up, and for those 3 days it was definitely vinegar, and everything else in the middle, right, is a suffix. But either way, however you understand the Gemara, basically Urminu, Urminan, Chavis HaMikvah. The halacha by the barrel is different than the halacha by the mikvah. Like Maishna Dehacha, Vadei Maishna Hacha the suffix. Right, but by the case of the mikvah, we assume that there's definitely a missing, a mikvah is definitely no good, right, it's definitely chaser. But by the truma, right, there's a suffix as to when, right, the wine went bad. And we explain that the brisa, right, the mandamar of the brisa is Rabbi Shimon, because he understands that the mikvah is also a case of suffix. Not that it's vaday chaser, that there's a sub, meaning that obviously it's vaday chaser now, but in terms of backing it up, we assume that whole time period beforehand is a suffix, as opposed to what we did, we assume the whole time period before we found the mikvah to be chaser as vade chaser. So the Tanya is willing to rabbi, just explain what we just said. And call Tarus Shinasu Agav of Mafreya, being Bershus Yachid, Bershus Rabbin Tameos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bershus Rabbin Toros, Bershus Yachid Tolin. And that's the kicker, that Rabbi Shimon says that no, if it's Bershus Yachid, right, it was Tolin, which means it's a suffix, right, and that's a Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that the Chavis and the barrel and the mikvah case have the same halacha. El Rabbanan Tevel of Mafreya, the problem is, right, again, according to, right, the Rabbanan, right, who disagree with this brisa, right, it's going to be tevel, meaning that lamafreya, retroactively, we're going to assume, right, that you didn't have a proper separation, right, of truma. So why, right, is that different than the case of Bogeris, right? Shmuel, right, said this is a suffix, we're not sure, right, maybe she was still anara. Here we're saying, no, it's definitely tevel, meaning definitely the truma was not taken. So that seems to be like Rav. Well, how would Shmuel, why does Shmuel rule differently, right, why does he paskin differently in the case of a girl as opposed to the case of the chavis? The question says, "Shani Haas." And we're going to do basically the same song and dance as we did a second ago. Shani Haas, I'm Dika Lameimer Hamid Tevel Chazkazo Veimer Lo Nitaken. Right? We could say, no, we're going to leave the tevel as its chazaka, and we assume that they didn't take truma properly. The Gemara says, "Adarava." Well, you could learn the opposite. Hamid Yainel Chazkazo. Why don't we take the wine on its chazaka Veimer Lo Hechmetz and say that it didn't become chametz, it didn't become vinegar? The Gemara says, "What do you mean? Right? Hechmetz lefanecha, but it is vinegar. What do you mean? It didn't become vinegar?" Okay, so she's a Bogeris. So why would you assume that she was a Bogeris when his father, her father did the Kiddushin? Kamar says, Hashtu the Bagra. Maybe she just became a Bogeris right now. Kamar says, Hachanami, Hashtu the Achmitz. Maybe it just became vinegar right now. Kamar says, also, I was before, Hassam, Tarti the Reyesa, Hacha, right there, by the case of the tevel, we have two reyosas. Why? That the tevel was originally tevel, right? The food was originally, the wine was originally not metukan. It was tevel. You couldn't eat it. It didn't take truma yet. And then, right, we found that it was actually vinegar. So those are two versus one, right? As opposed to the case of the girl, right? There's only one reyosa, and therefore Shmuel is going to be choshesh that maybe, right, she was a nara. Name a katana. He says the Gemara, maybe with Rabbi Shmuel is actually a machlokas a tanaim. Mi motzi miad mi. The Gemara says, well, who pays who? Now, what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, right, akosim nechasov laachrov laachrov laachirim. A person writes all of his property to somebody else. Velo shayer klum, doesn't leave anything over. The came along, the Mishnah says, or the Mishnah, I'm not sure, but it says above Basra, Kuf Memvav, the Shchiv Mirah Im Matnaso Matana, right? Im Amad, right? The Shchiv Mirah, again, if normally, if a person writes all of his possessions to somebody else, right, if he's totally healthy, right, that's a good Matana. If he's a Shchiv Mirah, it's also a good Matana, but if he gets better, so then in Matnaso Matana, then his gift is not considered a gift, because we assume, right, he was giving it away because he wasn't going to make it. But if he does make it, so then he gets the stuff back. Because when he gave away all of his stuff, right, we assume that he was going to, right, he was only doing that because he was dying. If it was healthy, right, then, right, his matana would be good. And now, so what's the case over here? The case over here says, right, what's going on over here? Right, the guy wrote his possessions, all of his possessions, to somebody. Right, and right now he comes to Beis Din and he's fully healthy. Right, guy gave away everything he owned to the dude next door. But then shows up in Beis Din, I don't know, a month later, fully healthy, and he says, "What do you mean? I was a shchiv mirah. I was on my deathbed." i.e., I was only going to give it to them because I died, but now I want my stuff back. And the other guy says, the neighbor says, what do you mean, Boyahari? What do you mean? You were totally healthy. What do you mean? You were in full right mind. You gave me all your stuff. I have the contract right here. So me mosi nechasim yad mi. So who has to bring the proof? Who has to get the nechasim? Who has to extract the property from who? So the case is, who mosi miyadam, below Raya. He's allowed to take the property from them, right? Even if they took it already, Rashi says, right? Because we assume, meaning that he was a shchimira, right? Meaning we don't say that just because he's a bari now, he was also a bari, he was also healthy, right? When he gave the gift, v'hein ein motzi miyado b'lo raya. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says the burden of the proof is on the neighbor. They need to prove, right, that he was healthy. Rabbi Nasa says in bari hu, right, if he is healthy, all of Levi Raya, right? If he's healthy right now, he has to prove that he was a shchimira, that he was on his deathbed. Right, and if he's on his deathbed right now, right, and then it's the proof, the burden of proof is on them that he was healthy. Name Rav Yaakov. Maybe Rav, right, who says that we assume the girl is a Bulgaris, was a Bulgaris, says that Rabbi Nasan, who says that as well, meaning that whatever he is now, we assume that's what he was. And Shmuel says that Rabbi Yaakov, who says, no, we have a suffix, right, that we're not sure, right, what's it called, that the burden of proof is on them. I mean, whatever he is right now doesn't necessarily indicate what they were before. So I'm the Chare of Ana. Rav would say to you, Rav would say, Adamre Filik Rav Yaakov. He said, no, I could even hold right Rav Yaakov, because Ad Kan Lo Gamar Rav Yaakov Hasam Di Ikal Amemer Hamid Momen Al Cheskoso. But over there, Rav Yaakov says, no, we leave the money right where it is, i.e., right in the property of where the guy giving the gift and the guy who came to base then. Right, Avahacha, but over here by the girl, me name Hamid Gufa Al Cheskoso. Why don't we leave? Why should we say right, leave the body right in its original status? Meaning, right now the body is a Bogaris, right? That she is literally a Bogaris. So why would you assume necessarily that we should leave it right as an Ara? So for Shmuel, Amr Shmuel would say the other way as well. He wouldn't necessarily hold like Rabbi Yaakov. He said, Ana da Amri afila Rabbi Nasan. He said, I could even hold like Rabbi Nasan, because Ad kam lo kam Rabbi Nasan hasam the kuli amal b'cheskas brin kaimi. Because over there, most people are healthy, right? So we assume right, the guy was healthy unless there's something to tell us otherwise, right? So man to come mafik menafshi mechazaka havi alel lasiraya. And if someone wants to prove that he wasn't healthy, right, he has to bring proof that he was a shchimira. Avahacha, but in the case by a girl, mika mafka nafshi mechazaka the kame. Right, she's not trying to remove herself from the chazaka. Meaning, what does that do with? Meaning, the fact that she's a bogaris, right? It could be that she was an ara that morning and she became a bogaris. She's not trying to. It doesn't necessarily mean that if since she's a Bulgaris now, right, that she was a Bulgaris then. Name a Kahani Tanai. Maybe it is the following Machlokes Tanai. Maybe Rav and Shmuel is like the following Machlokes Tanai. We disprove that, but maybe it's like this. Kidsha via Baderech v'kidsha asma b'ir. This is, we had the case before, but not a Brisa. Kidsha via Baderech v'kidsha asma b'ir. This is the Brisa that we quoted before. Yeah, so right, it's Bryce who quoted before. She became, the father accepted Kedushin when they were traveling, she accepted Kedushin when she was in the city. And she's a Bogeres, Tanachada, Arei Bogeres, Lefaneinu, Vayavatanya Idacha, she knew Kedushin Shneem. Right, literally, the Farish Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, right, and this is in a Brysa, right, my love, Chag Karev, Chag Shmuel, right, isn't that literally our Machlokes? That's literally the same thing we've been talking about. So Kumar says, Lo, Idi Kishmuel, right, no, both of them could be holding like Shmuel. The question is, if the girl, right, what does the girl say? Right, in the case when the Brisa says we assume she was a Bogeres, that's when she says she's machasha, she's machesh, she says that she was already a Bogeres. And she saw Shtei Simanim, she saw the signs already, she was already a Bogeres. In the second case, where we're concerned, we're not sure she was a Bogeres, that's where she didn't contradict by the claim of the father. So Kumar says, Kumar says, one second. You just resolved the stira and brisas, or the machlokas and the brisa, right, depending on whether she contradicts or not. Why don't we say that by Rav Shmuel also? Maybe there's no machlokas whatsoever. Right? Maybe it just depends on whether the girl I said something against the claim of the father. The Gemara says, no, but Tizra, that doesn't make sense. Because HaRav Yosef, brother of Manasseh, Midvil, over Uta Kavasid Rav, because Rav Yosef Paskan like Rav, Veik Ben Shmuel, and Shmuel got really upset. Vamar Kuli Alma Kaili Le Kabba Zuta, Vahimi the Rabban Kaili Le Kabba Rabba. And he said, right, everyone seems to have a small amount of Chachma. Right, and you think you have a lot of Chachma, meaning that you decide to Paskan. Right, when everybody else is waiting, staying away from this machlokas, you decided to paskin. You think that you have a lot of chachma here, and you can paskin like Rav. I.e., right, Shmuel was upset. Right, not that they didn't. Why would he be upset if they didn't argue? If he saw that look pliggy, right, I might come a kapid. Why would Shmuel be upset if that wasn't the machlokas? It just depended on the situation. So Delmaki avru to the machlasha. So maybe it was just the case where the girl said she was already a bogaris. So it says Amalei Razutra Darvashi. Okay, I'm a memer, and sure enough, that's not therefore a way you can answer right between Rav and Shmuel. So it must be that they argue, and therefore Amalei Marzutra Darvashi. Hachi Amar Memer Hilchos Akavasi the Shmuel. The halacha is like Shmuel. Ravashi Amar Hilchos Akavasi the Rav. Hilchos Akavasi the Rav. Right. The machlokas whether who's the halacha like. Right. And Tosis points out over here very strange that there'd be a machlokas who's the halacha like, because usually right Kamalon Hilchos Akavasi the Rav Bisure. Right. That we usually hold like Rav and Isure. But okay, since we have an Amora that says like Shmuel, but we have to clarify that's what Tosis says. Okay, let's do the Mishnah and then we'll do tomorrow. We'll start the Gemara. Mishi Atahu Vishta Limidiyasayam. Guy goes on a trip with his wife, right? That's really, right. If you have Lamed Dalad Mem Hey, Lamed Mem Dalad Hey, that's Medina Sayam. Uba Huvi Ishta Ubanav, right? And then he comes back with a couple of kids. Mazel Tov. Velmar Isha Shiatosimi Limidina Sayam Marehizu. Velu Banaha. And he says, this is my wife, these are my kids. Mishnah says, "Ein tzarich lahavi raya lo ala isha v'lo ala banim." You don't need to bring any proof, right? We believe him. Obviously, people recognize his wife. Right? We're not talking 60 years, presumably. If people recognize his wife, you don't need to prove that it's his wife, and they're believed about the kids. Mesa ve'elu banaha. If the guy says, "No, she died, and these are her kids," then maybe raya ala banim, and maybe raya ala isha. He has to bring proof that these are actually right his kids, but not that right that his wife died. Isha nasazi b'medina sayam. Right, if he brings another woman right, and says, "Hey, this is my wife. Right, I married her in Chutz Laretz." So then, Harehizu, right? This is her. I mean, I got married, and this is her, and these are her kids. Maybe right, Alisha bein tzarich lahavi raya on the bottom. He could prove that he married this woman in Chutz Laretz, and you don't have to prove that the kids are his. But Mesa ve'lu baneha. But if he shows up and he says, "I got married to a second wife, and she died, and these are her kids," so then tzarich lahavi raya alisha v'alabanim, then he needs to prove right about his marriage to the second wife and about the kids. And the Gemara obviously will analyze this further, but we'll get to that tomorrow. It's a Shem. Have a great day, depending on when you're listening to this, and maybe hear Pesorus Tovos and Yeshua for all of Am Yisrael. Amen. Kinyi Ratzon.